After this month's elections, Brazil has a new Congress, and it's one of the most conservative since the 1960s. Environmentalists are concerned about what impact the lawmakers might have on Amazon conservation efforts. We have more from NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Sao Paulo.
Brazil has the largest rainforest in the world. Since 2004, deforestation has declined here some 80%. But those downward trends in the past 2 years have reversed dramatically, and there's a major cause, a forestry law that was passed by Brazil's Congress.
Yeah, I'm very worried because Brazil did a lot of progress. Take Amazon as an example in terms of reduced deforestation, but we need to do more. We need to consolidate it.
That's Paulo Moutinho from the Amazon Environmental Research Institute. He says a group within Brazil's Congress called the Bancada Ruralista, or the Pro-Agro-Business Rural Caucus, has wielded a lot of power. Pedro Teles is from Greenpeace.
They've been able, over the last 4 years, to block some important initiatives in terms of environmental issues, such as the forest code. They've been able to approve a weaker forest code than was in the past. They have now an agenda that includes trying to reduce indigenous people's rights.
The Rural Caucus now projects it will have an absolute majority to be able to push legislation through, some 270 lawmakers. In 2013, deforestation in Brazil jumped 29%, according to official data. Environmentalists say the so-called lungs of the world could be further compromised by weaker environmental protections. Adalberto Verissimo is from Imazon, one of the main groups here that monitors deforestation in the Amazon. He says in previous administrations, the executive has put a brake on bad environmental legislation, but current President Dilma Rousseff has not done so. If Dilma is reelected, we have a terrible scenario, he says, because then we have a combination of a Congress that is more conservative with a president who acts against the environment, too. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.